Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, Jeff Schubert.
Hey, Jeff, awesome. I was just thinking about you. How you doing?
Good. Did you just call me a few minutes ago? I thought it said Grant. Anyway, I wasn't able to take your call at a lunch appointment.
Ah, no problem. Yes, I did give you a call. I have the contracts ready to go. I just was hoping I could bend your ear for a minute regarding a little bit of the commission detail.
Sure.
So I just wanted to make sure that when it comes to your regular product, just the daily ACH loans, I'm reading the first paragraph. We can go up to 12 on those, right? 12 points?
Yeah.
Do we get the same full 12 points on renewals?
Yes.
Okay.
And not only that, you get 12 points on gross renewals. So when we early renew them, you're going to get the gross renewal, not the net. So let's say there's a $50,000 deal paid down to 20. We give them another 50. The customer nets 30. You get paid on 50 and the same percentage you would. That was on the original deal.
Okay, yeah, and I see that stated in the first paragraph. All right, perfect. Is it the same 12 points on MCAs?
Yes.
Okay, and then the line of credit's only 5.
Correct.
I was just noticing... Go ahead.
The way the line of credit works, Grant, you won't be doing a line of credit. We're retooling the product right now, and I'm just being totally blunt with you. The product is just... The credit parameters on it are so high that you have to walk on water. So plus the payback. I don't know if I explained this whole thing. It's a 9-month term. And if you take a draw at any point, you can take draws in the first 5 months. It's a 4-month payback on each draw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little short. So it's not a really workable product, but it's still something. If you're going to advertise and you do working capital, I would still leave it out there because it makes the phone ring and the emails come back, and then you talk to them, and we just pretty much come to the conclusion that they'd probably be better off with just like an 8-month deal or a 10-month deal, etc. So,
yeah, we don't do many line of credits, but in the past several months at least, I've been hearing a few customers coming in requesting them, so it's just nice to know at least you have it.
Well, I've got brokers that lead with that as advertising, and they haven't done a line of credit yet, and it's fine. So you may hit an equipment financing opportunity, or we just listen to their needs and go, that 4-month payback structure is probably not going to be your best fit. So,
precisely.
But technically, we can do one. It's just, they made it so hard. It's just so hard for them to book it right now, and it's, anyway. I think I was interrupting you maybe with another question, so you can talk about the line.
It's no problem. The next question I have was regarding Part E and F from Schedule A regarding for each new enrolled select merchant referred commission of 3% of the amount of the loan. I'm just kind of confused about what is meant
right.
by 3%.
This is why the agreement's so long. It has to repeat things 4 different times. One for the line of credit, one for an MCA, one for a standard. And then you got one for select and preferred. Those are our two low APR products that come with an origination fee. So it's a significantly lower economics. So, it's preferred, for example, is 15% annualized. Okay? So that means you're only going to get 1.5% on that. And it's not you don't build it on top of it. It's actually built into the rates that we provide you on those two products. And the select is 3 points.
So select is like your Gucci product that you're just like top of the line product for your 1% of customers, and as part of that product, we only get 3 points.
But the preferred is the absolute best. You get 1.5 on the preferred. You get 3 points on the select. And I think I sent you a flyer. It's called Preferred Select Flyer. I can send that over to you again because you actually quote off of it. It's not something that you're going to lead with because of the points. It's designed for customers who've been in business either 3 years or 6 years. That have a little bit higher FICO, but still reasonable FICO, the mid-60s kind of deal. But that they wouldn't close on a standard loan. So you go, okay, Mr. Customer, we have another program that you qualify for if they do. However, it has an origination fee of 2.5%, where none of our other products do. But the economics, if they run the numbers, they'll go every single time with that. So it's a save mode, okay, not a lead mode, unless you just had a really good long-term customer that you just wanted to, And on some of the bigger deals, you just can't sell, 4 points or 3 points. And so for your more established customers with better credit, it's best you take that versus losing the deal entirely. if they get it.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. You know, with OnDeck, they offer a program where it's called Select, and only like the A++ customers get access to it, where we're limited to 5 points, but they do an APR, and they do go out to the 24 and 36 months sometimes because it's just a completely
Yes,
different product.
it is. Now we go out to 18 months on preferred, 15 months on select. Okay, so
Okay.
sounds like a similar product, but you know your fees are less because our yield's less, and you know it is what it is. So it's there, but you're probably going to be mostly doing standard deals. And again, we're very comfortable. I know OnDeck does some bigger deals too, but you'll find working with us on the bigger deals probably a little easier, and we really roll up our sleeves. So when you get those $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 deals, all the way up to $1 million, that'll be a good place for us to fit for you as well.
Yeah, that sounds about right. We do have some big deals that we are trying to find a home for right now. So, okay, that makes sense. I just wanted to understand the different programs from you, and it's nice to know that you have a save, so to speak, program in case if we ever do run into a
Thank you.
situation where we're competing, we can just blow them out of the water.
Yeah, and so it does help, and it's been very successful. It's been out less than a year, and the folks that really love it are the invoice factoring companies that refer us a lot of business. It's pretty close to their economics all in, without the pain in the butt of doing, you know, invoice factoring. But when they cap out, they may have a $300,000 factoring line, and they got an opportunity for to do, you know, need $100,000, and there's no invoices to support it, and they can't do it. So rather than pissing off the customer, they refer them to us. We subordinate our accounts receivable to them, and it meets the customer's needs. So we can parallel with them and then get out if, you know, they can take us out as soon as they want. So
Okay.
it's just big referral. We have two people just calling on a factoring company.
Okay,
And
great. I think that for now, that is, you know, my main concerns covered. I'm gonna scan this contract in. I think we have everything on it. I'm gonna send it over to you immediately. And
Yeah,
yeah.
and I'll send that up to Sierra. If you're missing anything, she'll holler at you. But that's all we need, and then we can provide you with some marketing, you know, free marketing support if you want it. And have you talked to Sierra yet? She probably hasn't contacted you yet. Anyway,
Yeah,
she's
no,
my
she hasn't.
assistant. Yeah, she's my assistant in at HQ, which is Bethesda, Maryland, which is basically DC. I'm in Atlanta, and I will. You know, I'm traveling all the time, so Sierra will be very important to you as well. So she'll send you some additional training email. She's available to answer any of your questions. She babysits your deals. So when you start submitting deals, like if you did it yesterday, tomorrow, whatever, we get you vetted and get you on board. You'll be sending your deals to submissions at rapidadvance.com, and just you know, and just copy me and Sierra, and then we know and we can babysit at what's going on. And then you'll start getting little pings every step of the way. You know, your deal's in, it's being you know, passed pre-qual. You'll be contacted by an AE. You tell them which fee you want to build in. You present to your customer, or jointly, or our AE will do it, depending on what you want to do. And then, you know, docs out, docs back. And again, it takes us about 2 days. I'm setting expectations. We've done it in a day, but I'd be misrepresenting if I said that's normal. It normally takes a couple of days once we get those docs, you know, emailed back. I don't need originals to actually have money change hands. So it's good for you to know that. We are now ordering the, you know, QuickTrack right when the docs go out. So we're not losing a day, so which is cool. They normally get that done in 1 day. But just to set expectations. And that's normally fine with everybody. But if you tell people it's going to be same day, then they're going to be disappointed. So just heads up. So,
No, that's totally understandable. So
but we have real people talking to your customers all the way, which is
yeah.
why our renewal rates are so high. We really there's a customer touch that actually is beneficial.
Yes, so I'm glad to see that we are able to do emails, and it sounds like Sierra will be a my point of contact as we start this relationship. My only question is, what is your guys' policy when it comes to reaching out to customers? I've had some of our other lenders kind of like reach out if like they don't get a response in 2 days and like try and talk and sell to the customer. Does Rapid do that, anything like that?
We will do whatever you want us to do, or vice versa. So I've got young brokers that don't know anything about working capital, and they give us the deal. We come back, we set terms. We ask how much points are, and said, would you like to talk to your customer? And then if they say yes, they don't have to do a thing.
Okay? Yeah.
But you are always in control. These are always your customers. So if you want to stay in the middle, we'll ask you all that stuff. We'll send the docs to you to send to your customer. You're the boss, basically.
Awesome.
So no,
awesome.
Nobody will be talking to your customer without your specific permission.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah, we like to stay in the middle, and then obviously as we get close to the funding time, we start throwing our no lenders and being like, yeah, obviously you guys can come in and talk, but until we choose, you know, that approval as the one we're going to use, we like to stay in the middle and moderate. So just so we know that up front, that's great.
We'll put that in the campaign notes and stuff. Just let your AE know, because they're going to ask if you want to talk to the customer. And just say, no, we'll handle it. They'll take cool. Now, as you know, we have to have a customer interview by one of our underwriters before money changes hands. So
yes,
we'll have to talk to your customer at least once, but it'll be at the very end. And then you'll have access to our portal. So when you can track your deals, and as you know, customers, once they pay off 57%, are eligible for more funds. So that's mm-hmm. tracked daily. So you and I ever pop into the portal, oh, yeah, they're coming up to 45. If not, we're going to be doing that for you.
Great.
So we'll just have to talk about how you want us to handle the renewals. You know, if mm-hmm. you want us to contact you to repitch the customer, or, you know, or have us reach out and say, thank you for your business. Do you have any more needs? And mm-hmm. just do it. That's what 95% of our customers, we're really good at the renewal business.
Well, that's great.
Again, you're the boss. These are your customers.
Yeah, we do have a renewal specialist here. Her name's Soraya. So once we do get to renewal point, I think that she'll probably just want to reach out and talk to you guys about the process. But if it's as good as you guys say it is, then, you know, that's what we like to hear. Soraya loves it when the lenders, you know, makes her job easy. So
No, it's great. And so we are so good at that. So, and like I said, anytime whoever's going to be looking at that portal will go, oh, yeah, this is Joe's Crab Shack. And, yeah, he said 55% paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Should be getting in front of the guy now, you know, and just
yeah.
see if he has any more needs. And surprisingly, they do lots of times. So
mm-hmm.
that's good.
All right. Well, I'm excited then. I'm going to scan this in and send it over to you. And if you could, I'm not sure if it's been included yet, but if you could email me back with Sierra, right? Sierra's email address attached. I can start sending emails over within the hour. I mean, sending deals
right,
over within the hour.
Okay. Well, hang on. We still have to vet you officially.
Oh, yeah.
Big permission a day, so it's no big deal. There was a questionnaire in there. I think you saw. I don't know if you filled that out as a part
yeah.
of the
pack.
Yeah. And
yeah.
we're not pulling credit, and we don't want your Social Security number. But this is new to us for about 4 months ago. But everybody's being vetted, even the ones that are on board with us already. It's pretty painless. You know, we don't have to talk to any of your lenders. It's mostly public information, just so you know what we're looking for. We're looking for, you know, bad guys and felons and stuff that we might inadvertently put
mm-hmm.
on the books. Anyway, it's pretty innocuous, but it takes Sierra a little time to pull all the reports and then funnel it up, normally a day, and then you'll be on board. So, no surprises.
Okay, sounds good. Then regarding that questionnaire, I guess I have one or two more quick questions. Please list any rapid advance partners with who you currently work or have previously worked with. Who would that be?
Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. You can leave that one blank. Was it competitors, or what were they asking?
Partners. Are the competitors I was, like, listing on deck and NewLogic just as two examples?
That's fine. You can put that down. That makes sense. That's fine.
Okay.
But we're not contacting them as you would normally do if you're an equipment leasing broker, going through a broker agreement and
mm-hmm.
asking about the performance of your portfolio and the volume. We're not doing any of that. So this is basically to keep our bankers happy, because we do so much bank business. So we're just taking
mm-hmm.
the extra step. And I can tell you, on the ISO side, the folks that are selling all those merchant cash advances, it wouldn't surprise me if we have a few felons
yep.
in that particular
No, yeah. I understand. it happens. I've run into it, even though I've only been here for a year, more than I like to admit, but they're out there, so.
Yeah, so anyway, you're not being picked upon. Every single partner is going through this, and it really is not that bad. It's one page, and
mm-hmm.
if you leave something blank, and if it's not important, it won't be a big deal. If not, Sierra will give you a holler and see what we can do. We can fill it in on our end. So,
okay.
Good deal. good. Yep. Looking forward to getting you on board, and hopefully visiting with you soon too. So
yeah, I'll be the one organizing all of that, and I can have my boss Dean step in for a quick meeting so he can understand the product more. But as that date grows closer, just be sure
I'll let
to
you know the next, yeah. I'll let you know in a day or so because I'm trying to set up my schedules right now. So mm-hmm. you're on my short list. I'm starting in San Diego and just working my way up. And leave it out of LA.
Awesome. Okay. Well, okay. I'm looking forward
right,
to it, Jeff. Right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.